all things NRL. It's Yvonne Sampson from Fox League with Hot 91's Nugget and Owl.
Oh, she's back. How are you, Vonnie?
I'm wonderful. How are you, boys? Only 3 weeks to go.
We're very, very excited because this weekend, everything going to plan. The NRL is really going to take a trip around Queensland. Regional parts of the state getting a Guernsey this weekend. Tonight, we head to the Gold Coast, though, to kick off round 23. The Titans and the Storm. The Storm, is it a record tonight if they win, Von? Is it 19 tonight?
Yeah, so they equal those 1975 champion Roosters side. And so now, you've just got to look at this in the sense that we're watching history. Like, this is real-life history for rugby league fans being made. And look, 19 straight club games is phenomenal. I think they'll get it done.
Now, tomorrow afternoon, the most talked-about facial bone in Australia, Tom Trbojevic's head. We still don't know if he's going to play. Desi's playing ducks and drakes. I reckon you'd rest him because Manly should do it pretty easy against Canberra.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd bother. I mean, Tommy, his nickname is Turbo, but he's almost like the Terminator. Like, they've tried to stop him. He said, no, I'm right to play. So, look, I think if Tom plays, Manly win. If he doesn't play, it changes the complexity of this game entirely. And I think the Raiders are probably a big chance of knocking off Manly. But, look, I've tipped the Seagulls.
Now, tomorrow night, the later game, the 8 o'clock game at Suncorp, this is going to be massive. Penrith taking on the Rabbitohs. This is basically a playoff for second spot. But, and look, credit where credit's due. Vonnie said about 6 weeks ago, the Rabbitohs were her pick for the Premiership.
Yeah, she did.
Gee, this is probably their biggest test of their credentials here, Von.
Oh, wouldn't they love to just knock off the Panthers on their way to the finals? Because the last time these two sides met, it was in Dubbo, it was in May, and they got flogged 56-12. And at that point, everyone put a red line through the Bunnies. They said they cannot win the Premiership, but they used that low point as a bit of a touchstone to tighten up their defence. And since that day, they've only, the most of any game they've let in is 4 tries. So I'm going to tip the Rabbitohs.
Now, the people of Rockhampton missed out on a game a couple of weeks ago. They were supposed to have the Dragons and the Bunnies. Unfortunately, they've got a less entertaining game here than we've seen the Tigers take on the Sharks. But the key here, Vonnie, as you've told us, best steak sandwiches in Queensland Rugby League.
I know. Well, you know what? I felt so bad because this was obviously the game where all of a sudden Queensland announced that snap 3-day lockdown and the Bunnies were on the tarmac in Rocky and the Dragons hadn't even left the hotel. So I logged onto the NRL website this morning just to have a sticky beak to see if there were tickets still available. They are, but they're $100.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
I know. Now, compare that. They've got the Dragons and the Roosters in Toowoomba this round as well. But tickets are going for $10 to $20 for that out at Clive Burkhoff's stadium.
I can assure you the stadium here is much more reasonable than $100 a ticket. Yeah, that's crazy.
$100 anyway. So I feel sorry for the Rocky locals. Look, I'm going to tip the West Tigers. They've got everything to play for. They've got the abacus out. They're 13th at the moment, but they're one win outside the eight. And I think, let's just put this in perspective for the Sharks. Cronulla's had a really distressing week with Andrew Fifita.
Yeah.
He's had that emergency surgery on his larynx. He's still in ICU. And I think it's just a lot that they've had to cope with this week. So I'm going to go Tigers.
And you just know, after all of this, when it's all said and done, the Tigers are going to finish ninth. You just know
it. Correct.
Now, it's Saturday, the middle game, the Dogs and the Knights. The Knights did enough to get over the top of Cronulla last week. If they're fair dinkum about being any kind of a force in the finals, they've got to really bash the Dogs, haven't they?
Yeah, they really do. I think Ponga, Pierce, Clifford, Bradman, Best, they have way too many points in them, and they will trouble the Dogs. So, yeah, tipping the Knights.
Saturday night, Parramatta fans might get a little bit of easing of the pressure because they play the Cowboys. They're fairly ordinary, the Cowboys. This will be Parramatta's last win for the season, I'd imagine, though, because then they go Melbourne, Penrith.
They've got to win. It's not a question. Like, they must win this game. And I'm not going to say that the two premiership points against North Queensland will fix everything, but Mitch Moses said yesterday that this last month has been the hardest of his career, and he and Clint Gutherson have addressed the playing group. Hopefully they get back into the swing of things.
And out of Toowoomba on Sunday afternoon, the legendary Clive Burkhoff Stadium, a great old footy ground out there, the Roosters and the Dragons. The Roosters just keep getting it done. No one's told them all of their team is either injured or retired.
I know. Hasn't it been remarkable? And I think, you know, the chatter around now is that Trent Robinson will be the coach of the year just purely on how he's been able to keep this Roosters side together with bits of sticky tape. So, again, they're without Victor Radley, who's suspended. He won't play again until finals, which is hugely frustrating for them. But I'd imagine that Sam Walker, he'll be very happy to be back in southeast Queensland. He'll be up for a really smart game. The Dragons, we say it every week, that barbecue was the worst thing that happened to them. They haven't won since. And I can't see them getting it done again.
And then we finished around the Broncos hosting the Warriors at Suncorp. I can't believe I'm saying these words. I'm tipping the Broncos.
Same. Me too.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think the emotional announcement this morning of their captain, Alex Glenn, saying that he is, after 13 years, going to retire from the NRL. He's so well-respected as a leader and a family man. He's been a wonderful clubman for the Broncos. I think they'll be up for this. The Warriors are playing well. But I also love the fact that Broncos have come out and say, oh, sorry, actually, we weren't done with Reece Walsh. We'd love to have him back whenever you're done.
And if Sam Walker's available too, we wouldn't mind grabbing him back if we could
correct.
As well.
Yeah, sorry. No, that was a mistake. So I'm going to tip Brisbane Broncos. Hopefully they can lift for Alex Flynn.
Oh, on a rare Sunday afternoon in Brisbane, it should be a special occasion. Round 23, and we're getting close to the end of the season. Vonnie, you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, boys.